Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, final hour. Felger and Mass on a gender-free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Murray and Maz back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. I'm on the remote A-hole location. We're brought to you by DraftKings on both the radio and the simulcast side. I'm going to go right to the phones, Maz, unless you wanted to lead off this hour with a fresh thought.
Nope.
Okay, let's go right back to it. Here's Sam in New Hampshire with a Red Sox thought here on a gender-free Friday, and I'm jammed. Jimmy, wouldn't you know it? Would you pop up line six here? Sam in New Hampshire, go ahead. You're up next.
Hey, Felger, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I want to talk about Jason Groom. I mean, if this season's going to be as much of a bombshell as it's been, why don't we have Jason Groom throw a couple innings this year?
Well, so look, Sam, I'm with you. I'd like to see some of the guys come out of these camps, and that's where Groom is. He's on their pool of players. He was there from the very beginning, meaning the players they can pick from to play in the big league games. But early on, there was indication they weren't going to necessarily elevate him. They're just trying to get him back to a point where he can pitch next year. Right? He's coming off of Tommy John and what have you. There's other guys that they're going to do that with, but I'd be inclined to see these guys play.
Well,
I would.
So let me ask you, Matt. It's all about developing the young guys right now and getting them in place for the next couple of years. Do you believe they have to be in the big leagues to do that? I mean, this is sort of like the quarterback thing we talked about with Stidham. Does he have to play to develop? And in some way, can you set a guy back? I mean, if Groom comes up and gets his teeth kicked in, doesn't it actually set him back a little bit?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Look, a guy's got to be ready. I mean, you can't take a guy who's an A-ball and throw him into a big league game and say, okay, here you go. And I don't mean that about him specifically, but I just think sometimes the jump is too big. So can you develop them in camp? Yeah. Yeah, you can. It's not the same. I mean, ideally, you want them playing against other teams versus intra-squad games and, you know, that sort of thing. But in terms of getting work in and, yeah, yes, the workouts can help. No question.
David in New Bedford with the Patriots thought. Hi, Dave.
Yes, I was wondering your thoughts. I noticed N'Keal Harry's been missing the last couple of days. And is that a concern for the Patriots?
Yes, yeah. yes, and yes. Go ahead. Who wants this one?
Well, I'll start. I mean, the guy is starting to look like a little bit busty, right? A little lowercase b. Is that fair to say? If this kid can't get on the field, I mean, he missed how many games last year? 9 because of the ankle, and that thing started up in preseason. I mean, I love his size. It seems like he could be a weapon in the red zone, and he proved to be that when he did come back late in the year. But can he stay on the field?
Can he get on the field?
Yeah, right.
I mean, to me, this it's one thing. The ankle, did the ankle happen when
Detroit preseason game?
Yeah, in that preseason game where he got tackled, right?
Yep.
He got rolled on.
Yeah.
Which I treat as different. You know, if it's a bone injury or a contact injury, those things I kind of excuse as bad luck, and that happens. The first week of camp, muscle injuries. That to me is like, no, that's on the player. That's on the player. You have to be ready to go. You have to be ready to post. You are a young player trying to, you know, I was going to say make the team. As a first-round pick, he's probably going to make it, but carve out a role, prove yourself, get into the offense. You've got to be out there. You've got to be ready to go. You've had to have prepared properly. And if you're bagging out in the first or second week, Maz, with these kind of non-contact injuries, horrible sign.
Oh, totally. Look, I couldn't agree with you more. Again, to me, it makes you question the what they did during the time off and whether or not they're made of glass, like all of that stuff. To me, that's an alarming thing.
Elias in Worcester on Gordon Hayward. Yes, Elias.
Yeah, so right when Gordon Hayward snapped his leg off, the Celtics weren't going to win any sort of championship with him on the team. He doesn't match up with Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum's timeline. And right now, Kemba and Gordon being on the team is just an incubator for them seeing the playoffs when Jason Tatum can hit his prime contract and Jaylen Brown will be in their prime. I don't I don't see the point of having Kemba on the team. I don't see the point of Gordon being on the team other than, you know, making the playoffs for these young kids.
Okay, so Gordon, I kind of understand what he's saying. He's redundant. They have two scoring wings, and he's a third, and he just sort of gums up the works. There's nothing wrong with having an elite point guard along with your two wings. I'm sorry, so I disagree with that second part, but you disagree with the whole thing, Maz.
Well, so again, when he says it doesn't line up with the timeline, I would say at the beginning that was probably right. Don't we think it's happened pretty quick with those guys? In other words, you know, Brown's in year four, Tatum's in year three, but they're getting close now. I mean, they're getting close. I don't think Tatum is quite there yet, but, you know, Hayward's got another year. You're telling me that if Gordon Hayward were at his peak, let's say he opts back in and he's at his peak next year, even this year, if he were at his peak,
so this
you wouldn't
year
be close?
Peak. Yeah, I mean, you would if he were at his peak, especially this year without the home court and the special conditions down there. Yeah. I think you'd be, you have a much higher ceiling, which I've never disputed. My only thing with Hayward is that he hasn't been that for you. And whatever you've accomplished the last 3 years, you've done largely despite him. And so the net loss is really not that great because he hasn't been there scoring 20 points a game against a good competition. You've never really had him to lose him is sort of my point.
Yeah, and that's fair. The Celtics staggered it, right? I mean, they've done it this way in the past where they stagger the roster so that when some contracts expire, you then up the other ones. Like, I get it. And I would say the caller's right that at the beginning it looked like by the time they got to this point, Hayward would be ready to move on, and they're close to that. But I also think that these guys have come along a little quicker than they thought. Tatum is year three. I mean, the guy looks like one of the top 20 players in the league now. He's pretty close.
Got Chris and Rainham. Fast developing is one of our favorite callers, getting angrier by the day. Go ahead, Chris. What do you got?
Hey, guys. One of my biggest fears when all of this happened with Brady leaving was exactly what's playing out right now, is that we're just going to have this awful quarterback rotation, like a team like the Raiders or some awful middle-of-the-road NFL team, and we're just going to bring people in and out, and we're always going to live in regret of what could have been. If Bill just put aside his ego, if Tom and him could have just got along, and it's happening exactly. Felger, you said this would be fun. You said it would be so much fun to see what a new quarterback would be like. Is this fun to you?
Is this fun
to you?
Yes, absolutely.
This is more fun than, hey, how do they line up against the Chiefs? Do you miss that yet? Do you miss seeing how could they beat Baltimore? That week four game against the Chiefs, we would be getting ready for that right now. That would be circled on the calendar. Right now it's meaningless because of what the situation that we have. What do we have, Gunnar Olszewski out in Kansas City running around like a fool? Is that what you want? That's fun to you?
Yes. Yes, seeing if Bill can win with different players in a different way. Yep, that's fun to me, which is why I think the team is more interesting with Brian Hoyer as quarterback than Cam Newton as quarterback. Because it's the ultimate test. It's the ultimate test of the system, which is what we're all talking about. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm not born and raised Patriot fan, right? So I'm sort of however you want to classify me. But let me tell you what I'm just done with. I'm done with 12-4, blowing out every team in the division. Every four out of every five games is not competitive. No reason to watch. The outcome's not in doubt. The you're off wild card weekend and you're blowing out some bum team on Saturday night in the divisional round, and then I get to the AFC title game and I finally get a game. It's like I am bored to tears of that. I am bored to tears of the division puking on itself, you going 12-4 by rolling out of bed, getting a free playoff game, and then waking up in the AFC title game. Yep, I'm done with that. I don't need to see it anymore. I've watched it for 20 years. I am interested in seeing Bill win with someone like Brian Hoyer. That, to me, I find interesting. Call me crazy.
Anybody but Hoyer.
That's
it. Yeah, right. Anyone but him.
Like, seriously. Give me any bum in the league. Just don't give me Hoyer.
Why? Because you wouldn't find it interesting to see Bill win with a bad quarterback?
He's not going to. He's that bad.
I just want someone who's got a little bit of upside higher than Brian Hoyer. That's all.
I think
Brian Hoyer, like, to me, is just like the most boring player in the league.
If they end up with that guy as their starting quarterback, like the starter, week one. So you asked the question earlier, did they hitch their wagon to the wrong guy, talking about Cam Newton? No, the wrong guy isn't Stidham.
Stidham.
Stidham. All right. So, yeah, it's not Stidham over Brady. It's Belichick over Brady is what it is. If that ends up being the case, Brian Hoyer.
Take any backup off any roster in the league, and I'm a yes, except for Hoyer.
To me, the whole point is you chose Belichick over Brady, and so Hoyer is a Belichick kind of guy, and like that to me, that them going 10-6 with Brian Hoyer is more interesting than them going 12-4 with Brady or 12-4 with Newton. It is. that every game's going to mean something. Every game's going to be a test of your system and your coaching and your toughness and all these other things other than just the quarterback play, and that helps us settle the argument. That's what I'm looking forward to, Chris. Yes, it is. But along the way, I'm still going to call it like I see it. I mean, I thought that would have been the case with Stidham as well. And the fact that Stidham can't post his second week of training camp with the job there for him, and he can't get through non-contact practices with a red jersey where he can't even be touched, and he's already going to the hospital with a hip, horrible sign. Horrible sign.
Oh, the worst. I mean, please, again, the worst. I don't think you can... I don't think it's a stretch now to start to look at it and go, you know what, this kid's never going to be able to play. I mean, that was my gut instinct and reaction when I heard it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. 24 years old and he's got a hip problem, a non-contact, 24 years old, during the same summer that Tom Brady leaves and the door opens for this guy to be the starting quarterback of the Patriots, and he's got a hip problem? How does that happen?
After sucking, you know, worse each successive day of training camp the last couple days. Then he's got a hip, and he's limited, and he's not going to be 100% for several weeks. You're done. Write him off this year, I think. I don't know. I don't know how else to read that. I mean, it's a different kind of year. It's not like they got a long run-up. The season starts, was it 3 weeks from yesterday?
Yeah. Hasn't even started yet, and now I can put a win in the Brady column. That's one for Tom, and that's a zero for Bill. So right now it's Tom 1. Bill, nothing.
It's just hard to look at this and not think that Stidham is just a product of hype, and that, you know, that there's clearly something missing there with the player.
Would you say Friday at 5:15 is an interesting time for the lawn guy to show up?
Yeah. I mean, it's not unprecedented, though.
Not unprecedented?
No, it's not unprecedented. He's probably running a little behind. He wants to get away for the weekend, but he wants to get it done now because he knows you'll be pissed at him otherwise.
Well, I mean, but God bless. I mean, I'm not – it's great. I'm lucky I can hire someone to mow my lawn. Like, a privileged person. I don't mean to sound like a brat, but
– I do mine.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you've got the latest technology, Maz, and I'm sure you're all dialed in.
He's got his perfect. Aaron Zero Turn, right, Maz?
Yep, my Gravely. Yeah, Aaron's in Gravely, same company, but I do. I get out there, put on my headphones, a little cup holder.
But I got a guy, and so it's like I'm never home at this hour to know when they're here or not here, right? Friday, 5:15.
Maybe they do that on purpose.
Right in the middle of the 5 o'clock hour of Felger and Mass. All right. Be that as it may, we continue with your phone calls and the latest on Jared Stidham right after these words. Felger and
Mass. Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Okay, when you call and say two things, three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger and Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The news of the day is that Jared Stidham, yesterday, who only threw six passes, two of which were intercepted, Mike Giardi, Ian Rappaport, all reporting that there is an ailment, and it is an upper leg ailment. An MRI was reported by Adam Schefter that came back negative. Phil, what did you see? Because this is as important as any report. What did you see?
Saw a guy who was not doing the most aggressive stretching we've ever seen. He could walk. He could jog. Saw him make a bunch of throws. not taking incredibly aggressive drops while making those throws, but he was participating in drills where the ball is coming out of his hand fine. So certainly doesn't look like an upper body injury, shoulder, elbow, anything like that. But then, as the practice got going, he didn't participate in any team drills at all. Now, it was a walkthrough, very slow pace, not at all competitive. But when they went to the 11-on-11 stuff, even though it wasn't competitive, he wasn't out there.
Okay, again, Tom Curran, Phil Perry today from Patriots training camp without windscreens, obviously. So news is not good on Jarrett Stidham. Hip injury, went for an MRI last night, was back at practice today, but walkthrough limited and, according to NFL Network, will not be 100% for weeks, which means I don't know what else that means other than he's out of the quarterback competition for the time being, and this year might be a wash. Like, is that too much of a leap on my part to say that? Greg Bedard writes this: Stidham's situation will do nothing to allay the growing concerns about him. Internally, there's been a frustration that Stidham has not done more to grab the starting position to this point. He certainly started off strong, but has struggled since the first 2 days. Jimmy Stewart's telephone. I'm going to talk directly to Stu's phone. Internally, is there a frustration about Stidham?
There has been for a while, and I think it really got escalated when he went to a wedding at the end of one of their off-season camps, trainings, meeting sessions. And he chose a wedding over getting more knowledge about football.
And it was so interesting. The Cam Newton signing came when he was in Texas.
Yes, it's like, you know, and forgive me for jumping in here, Mike.
No, do it.
But this is like, you know, well, this is not a commentary on how they feel about Jarrett Stidham. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. This was the whole point. If they, you know, it was really more of a Stidham story that at that time you looked at it and said, well, if they were fully confident in Jarrett Stidham and loved what they were seeing, they wouldn't have brought in Cam Newton. They wouldn't have done that to the kid. I mean, they could have created competition for him in so many other ways, including just Brian Hoyer, which is what they did at the beginning. But you don't bring in Cam Newton as competition. You bring in Cam Newton because you're not confident the kid can do the job.
Absolutely right. Bedard writes that about midway through the practice on Thursday, Stidham's play nosedived as deep passes lacked force down the field. Two were picked off. And he threw a terrible short out to Devin Asiasi that did not go over well with the coaches. Bedard says, my amateur diagnosis is that Stidham is dealing with some sort of groin sports hernia injury, which is, again, what I thought. When they say hip, that to me means groin. But either way, he says, perhaps the injury explains some of his struggles, but that doesn't mean it necessarily excuses him. He says it's very rare for a young quarterback in a competitive situation where there's no contact to deal with an injury. In fact, says Bedard, I can't remember it happening in my time covering the NFL. Guys get banged up in preseason games, sure, but they don't usually sustain injuries outside of freak non-contact ACLs and things like that that cause them to miss practices while wearing a red jersey. If it's an overuse injury, and sources believe that's what this is, that will not be looked at favorably by the coaches. Players have had months to get ready for this camp to prepare themselves. If you're trying to be the franchise quarterback of the Patriots after Tom Brady and competing with Cam Newton, you better be, and I said that, he writes, you are 100% physically ready to go, and you do not miss reps anything short of a major injury.
And Mike, just because I think the term is confusing, when you say when Greg says overuse,
right,
he means that they get to camp and they start doing daily activities and his body can't handle it. Because he's not in proper condition. Is that what overuse means?
That's what I assume he means.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how much overuse he's getting 8 days into camp, 3 days into padded practices. Like, what's being overused?
Right, but it's not. I guess what I'm saying is it's not a result of overtraining during the off season. It's a result of not being prepared.
Exactly right. Exactly. And so is this all part and parcel with what they saw when they brought in Cam Newton and the concerns that Jimmy's phone had back in the off season? When it's his job to take and there's steps to be taken and he's not taking them, or he's going to Texas and they signed Cam Newton. That was a statement about Stidham then. That was a statement. Absolutely. We felt that at the time, and I think it's borne out. Cam Newton signing was a statement about Stidham at the time. Is this just that coming to fruition? Is that just their concerns about Stidham manifesting itself and him not being ready to go? Or is there some sort of, you know, combination here of it's cover because he started to suck and he's losing confidence, and so let's, you know, him using it as an injury excuse or them giving him an injury cover? I think that's on the table too, even though Jimmy's phone and you guys believe he really is sore and it's a real injury.
Yeah, look, I allow for anything, okay? I allow for anything. But again, no matter what it is, let's say it is that last thing. Well, if they're protecting him because he can't hack it, what does that say?
Horrible sign.
Yeah, it's a bad sign no matter what.
All of it's a bad sign.
Yeah, I just think, I told you, for the first time when I heard this, I went, you know what? This kid doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. It's the first time I've really felt that way.
Me too.
And Murray was there earlier.
Yeah, welcome aboard, guys.
Anything other than full balls to the wall, he's out there every day, first one off, first one on, last one off, you know, whether he's struggling playing or not, but he is just, you know, all in, dialed in. Anything short of that is a bad sign, and boy, I think he's been short of that.
See, you know what? You know what this brings me back to, Murray?
They had the guy.
They had the guy. They did. They had the guy. It's not easy to find the guy. Everyone thinks you can just pick a guy in the draft, and no problem, Bill will groom him. Like, it feels to me like this kid doesn't have it.
So I don't think that's unfair. That's how I feel today about Jared Stidham. Tom and Quincy, how do you feel?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, the thing is, with this whole thing with Stidham, because we all thought that when Brady left, because we all thought he was going to retire first, that Stidham was going to be the guy in line. And I lost Stidham when they brought Newton in. I'm like, wow, they don't feel the way we thought he felt about Stidham. But my thing about what I wanted to call about was the words that we hear out of Brady and Arians and Gronk about is all upbeat and, well, yeah, we're clicking and we feel great and we feel this and we're going to – I mean, all arrows point up for Tampa, and I would not doubt that MVP is not out of the realm of possibility for Brady again if those guys continue to play the way they think they feel, right? So we get that news out of Tampa. The news we get out of Foxborough is so see and so, without one encouraging word between the two of them in the past week, right? Yep. So, and some of my friends are going to get pissed about this because they're going to go, oh, who gives an F about them? They're in Tampa. It's impossible not to pay attention to what Tampa does when two of the all-time franchise players at each position, if not the best at each position, are now playing together again and motivated to show that they're not washed up and to kick everyone else's ass.
Tom, thanks for the call and getting the point of today's whole program. That's the point of the whole show. What's it looking like in Foxborough? What's it looking like in Tampa? Get ready for Felger and Maz Fall Tour 2020.
Seriously.
That is the show for the next 4 months. What is it looking like in Tampa? What's it looking like in Foxborough? That's it right there in a nutshell, Maz.
Mike, if the Patriots, let's just say they suck. Okay, let's say that Soucy and Zoe are right and the offense sucks. And now I'm putting words in their mouths. But let's say the Patriots are bad and they are going to have a 5-11 season. What team will you have the most interest in the NFL?
Tampa, no-brainer.
Tampa! Definitely Tampa. I don't know what happened to Felger. Tampa!
Did the lawnmower guy get him?
Seriously. He might have like, the weed whacker. Tampa. Absolutely Tampa.
So, can you hear me?
Yeah, what are you doing?
The guys are, like, right on top of me with the blower. Seriously.
Oh, right, well, on top of him. Kinky.
That'll be for later on in the day. Here's an update with... No, but Maz, I'm sorry. Like, that's it. That's the show.
Totally.
What's in Tampa? What's here? And today, it doesn't taste too good for the Patriots fans. Here's an update, and we're right back.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mass.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mass.
You don't remember who we are or what we said last week. Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, this is a leg injury for Jared Stidham, the second-year quarterback who's been in the mix for potentially the starting quarterback job. As of right now, he is on the practice field. He is out at practice. Unclear how much he's actually going to do. From what it was told to me, and this is something I reported with colleague Mike Giardi, he is going to be very limited today. We'll see if he actually does anything, but he is out there with a helmet, kind of sort of going through stretching with his teammates. He's gotten checked out by some doctors over the last little bit. And, you know, if you were wondering for Stidham why over the last 2 or 3 days he maybe hasn't quite looked like himself at practice and his interceptions picked up, just didn't seem, from what I could tell, like he had a lot in the football, this would explain it. This would explain why he has just not been the quarterback he was earlier. And so for Jared Stidham, this is something we're going to have to continue to monitor, and we'll see how much he actually does at practice today.
Turns out it wasn't much. So that's Ian Rappaport with the Jared Stidham thing. Let's wrap it up with one more segment of your fine phone calls. Bill's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bill. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, you guys need to slow your roll with Brady and Gronk down in Tampa there. It's like, yeah, everything looks great. Nothing's happening right now. But see if Brady went down there with his TB12 thing, and he said, oh, yeah, if you drink a lot of water, you won't get sunburned. You got sunburned. So it's like, I don't know. I'd give it a little time there. I don't think it's going to be as great as they're making it sound now.
How's it look here? Well, but I mean, that's fair, Bill. Fine. But this is the whole deal. What's happening in Tampa? What's happening here? I'll do it all season long. And if it goes south in Tampa and it looks good here, we'll do that too. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it every single day. That's the whole point.
What do you
today,
think? Go ahead, sorry.
Today it doesn't look so good. What can I tell you? Go ahead.
What do you think that guy would be saying if Stidham looked great?
Exactly. Yeah, but that's fine. So we'll do it. When that happens, we'll do it. Today, doesn't look so good. Doesn't look so good at all. Did Brady really get sunburned?
Not that I know of.
Me neither. I don't know what that guy's talking about.
Well, I don't know. He said, I mean, you drink enough water, Maz, you don't get sunburn, right? That's a TB12 method.
Oh, yeah, no. If it's the right kind of water, you won't get concussions either.
Right. If you stretch a certain way, you're all set.
Exactly. And don't forget the immunity powder or whatever the hell it is to keep you safe.
Pete in Milton with a Red Sox thought. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Anthony, you left me a cameo a couple months ago for my birthday, and you made fun of me for my jokingly actually wanting to have Hanley Ramirez be the general manager for the Red Sox. But but now I wonder, honestly, in a serious note, now I think we ask, I wonder if you think these guys would play for someone like him rather than Renicky, who honestly, I mean, he's between a rock and a hard place. I feel bad for the guy, but I honestly think they would probably play harder and better for someone like Hanley. And also, just quickly, the U.S. Open tennis series starts tomorrow. I was wondering.
Oh, it's our tennis guy. Sorry, I know it's agenda free, but that does not include tennis. The thing about Renicky, is he the perfect guy for this year or the worst kind of guy for this year?
I say it's a little bit of both. it's the worst kind of guy if you need to really sharpen people's focus. Because I just don't think he's that kind of guy. And again, I'm not dumping on Renicky. Because I just think it's unfair. He really got put in a horrible, horrible situation. And it really is an indictment on the players that they have one of the more benevolent bench coaches and, you know, respected veteran guys. And they couldn't bring it to themselves to know that you can't make a pickoff throw to first base when it's 3-2 and there are two outs. Like, just the most basic stuff. They just did not care to pay attention. And so there are a lot of people that will blame him for it, blame Renicky for it. It's really not his fault.
John in Milton with a Bruins take. Go ahead, John. You're up next with Felger and Mass. Hi.
Hey, it's all good. So, barring a Canadiens comeback, we'll be playing the Lightning, but I honestly think that's a plus because we all know the Lightning like to crap all over themselves in the playoffs, and the Islanders have looked really good against that Capitals. So, I want to know what you guys think about that. Take care.
I think you're wrong. And definitely Tampa has a they are East Coast San Jose. I've said that many times, and that's true. So you have that going for you. Tampa is much better than the Islanders. I'll only put it to you like this. Their roster is much better. And so if given the opportunity, I will always take the less talented team. The Bruins have more talent than the Islanders. The Islanders play a tough brand of hockey with trots there and the whole thing. Like, I'm not telling you you're sweeping them or that's some sort of walkover. It's just, I'm sorry. I'm taking that Islanders team over Tampa, which means we are rooting for the Canadiens tonight, if you can believe it.
Unbelievable. See, now you're on my side of the street.
That's it. Jose in Dorchester on the Celts and Jason Tatum. Go ahead, Jose.
How you doing, guys? I like Danny Ainge, but he struck out a lot more times, and we're giving him more credit than we should. And Jason Tatum, that year, we were supposed to take Josh Jackson, but he spun him at the last minute and didn't come to the workout. So we got lucky with that one. Because that was a clear choice to get Tatum. And then another thing is we had Kyrie Irving. We could have easily traded him for Porzingis in New York. And he struck out with that one, too.
Thank you for second-guessing him on Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving was a fail and a bad move. Not that any of us knew it at the time, but that's what it turned out to be. And it bugs me that no one puts that on him. Because we'd put it on any other GM. Any other GM who traded a lottery pick for a head case, coach-killing, team-killing pill like that, we would kill the GM. Somehow Danny, though, gets credit for another great move on Kyrie Irving, which blows me away. You're right about that, Jose. Stu, is he right about Josh Jackson? Would they have taken him if he were available? I mean, I know they flew out there, and he stiffed him, and they had to turn around and fly right back. I mean, I remember that. Does that mean they would have taken him over Tatum?
I think those were the two players they were looking at.
So, I mean, I think Danny's gotten lucky a couple times. Remember, the first iteration of his rebuild was going to be pairing Kevin Love with Rajon Rondo. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember when they were wooing Kevin Love and they were, had Rondo meet him at the Sox game and all that? Like, that was the first idea, and Kevin Love didn't want to come here.
Thank God.
So, like, I mean, Danny Ainge had good luck along the way. He's excellent. Excellent.
Although we ended up with our own Kevin Love and Gordon Hayward.
But he's had some good luck, and it's not that he's nailed everyone. I mean, to me, the one that Jaylen Brown, he deserves tremendous credit for, He and the team got booed on draft night when they drafted that player, and I think Danny Ainge has been justified in Jaylen Brown. And Jason Tatum, like, when the Sixers drafted Fultz 1 and the Lakers went Ball 2, no one second-guessed those teams. Like, those were consensus number one, number two players in the draft, weren't they?
Yes.
I mean, like, no NBA draft expert said, what is Philly doing? What are the Lakers doing? Idiots, they're reaching. They're reaching there at 1 and 2. No. The consensus was Fultz, Ball. And Danny Ainge looked at it and said, nope, I'd rather have Tatum. And that, you give him full credit for that. Full credit for that. Here's our buddy Tommy and Lynn. Hi, Tommy.
What's up, guys? What's up? I think the Bruins are going to do well in the second round. We just got to play physical against Tampa Bay and wind them down. If it's going to be a physical series, I want your guys' take. And Murray, when is the next time you're going to go to Kowloon? Because when you go there, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, good.
It's the green grass.
All right, Tommy, thanks for the call.
And it's not sod.
He's hooking us up. I like it.
Let me know when you go.
Still not set in stone that they're playing Tampa yet. That's why you're rooting for Montreal tonight.
See, but it is a typical sort of Bruins fan response. Yeah, we're going to hit them and beat them up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I just think that A, they're bigger than you. So start there. I think, now, are they meaner? I don't know, but I'm not sure the Bruins are all that mean anymore either. So this is the problem with Tampa Bay is they're bigger and they're more skilled. So, like, how do you beat that team? You need a little bit of luck, and you got to hope their goaltender craps his pants.
What's the key to beating Tampa? It's like, you're not going to beat them up. I think Tampa's bigger, faster, and more skilled.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you beat that team?
You got to hope the goalie craps his pants.
Right. So, like, man, this is what you're trying to do against anyone. Maybe you play, I don't know, you're just trying to apply pressure to them. Because when they've gotten in the pressure situations in the playoffs in the past, they've sometimes crapped their pants. And so, like, go out and get on top of them. But wouldn't you try and do that anyway? Like, that's not even a strategy. it's, you know, I think the key there is you've got to get balanced scoring. You know, Krejci has to be what he was the last series. Coyle has to be what he was the last series and produce, maybe even be a little bit more than what he was the last series. McAvoy has to be every bit what he was last series, if not a little bit more. You know, Halak has to be better. He's got to be what he was in that last game, game five, and probably a little bit better. They got to score, you know, them scoring power play is absolutely essential because their five-on-five scoring has gone down. Like, you know, I mean, we'll get into it more next week. Hopefully, Montreal can pitch an upset here in the next couple days, and we're not even talking about. We're talking about the Islanders and Barry Trotz. But we'll get to the Lightning next week. Here's Christian in Foxborough on the Celts. Hi, Christian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Question for Murray. So, Murray, I know you said before the series that Embiid was the best player. So, I mean, when Tatum drops another, you know, 33 tonight and Embiid ends up quitting, is that still going to be the case? Have a good weekend.
Okay, here. Can I translate?
Yeah.
You said Embiid was a better player. How does that taste?
Oh, I was going to say I'm a whiny bitch. Like that's, I mean, that's all that call was, too. I mean, given what he is and what he is when he tries, yeah, Embiid is still, I think, the best player. He's looked like a complete dog in this thing. He has that in him, unfortunately.
Not always a dog. There have been little flashes where you say, ooh. I mean, if he had a motor, like if
he had a good coach, Maz. I mean, he came out shot out of a cannon at the beginning of that first game, and then he gets double-teamed in the second, and the thing goes sideways because he just doesn't know how to deal with it. He's a mope. If he had a good coach and someone to motivate him, he could be one of the best players in the league.
Can you imagine what a guy like Popovich would do with him?
Yeah, I'm still taking Tatum. I'm taking Tatum with Embiid on his best day. I am. And just because the league. If this were 1978, yeah, fine, give me the center. Today it's about the scoring wing. Like those are the guys who win championships. That's what the game's built around. Those wing players, right? Am I wrong?
Well, I would say the game's built around them because the dominant big guy doesn't really exist. So, but what if you could have one?
Well,
how do you defend that?
I'm sorry. Anthony Davis, Embiid, Giannis, there's 7-footers that still play a little bit like that way. They still, you know, all those guys have a 2-point game versus a 3-point game. They all shoot the three, but, you know, those are 2-point players versus 3-point players. There's 7-footers who play, you know, on the, you know, play outside, who play on the line like everybody, like Porzingis, right? But I'm talking about, that's as close as we'll get to the old school center. Until those guys start winning, I'm taking the dominant wing over the dominant center.
Yeah, I think if you could get Embiid's ceiling, it's higher than Tatum's. That's what I think.
Let's grab.
I'm with Murray on that one.
Okay. You caller, Eddie and Derry, finish us off today. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, now that the Bruins got rid of Pupa, we don't have to worry about a collapse. I mean, I'm going back to the Flyers up 3-0, two of those goals against Chicago, and that last game of the season, we needed one win when he came down to Hershey Squirts. Good riddance, Pupa.
Okay. That takes you into the weekend. So, yes, you now the collapse is no longer on the table, but you know what is? Sucking. Now what's on the table is your goalie's just not good enough. But before, you had the goalie that was good enough, but could he rise to the occasion in the big spot and be relied on? Now, that's off the table, right? Now we just have to wonder, is the guy good enough? If given the two choices, what would you rather have?
Tuca.
Thank you.
I mean, this is where I think Bruins fans, again, and this goes along with goalies, right? But this is, be careful what you wish for. Because Yaro Halak tried to clear the puck out from behind his own net the other night and gave away a goal. Okay, so like, and not to mention that he completely, which honestly, fine, that can happen to anybody in a bad moment. Tuca slipped on the banana peel once against the Rangers. Fine, whatever. How about the two missed glove hand saves? Like, say what you want about Rask, but you usually don't get those. So I just
said, yeah, and he generally gets you there. All right, so this year you got to worry about getting there.
I just think this has a chance to really blow up in the face of the Tuca bashers. It really does.
Okay, stakes. I like that. Someone's going to be blowing somebody, and that's what it's all about. Thus concludes that portion, the wonderful call-in portion of the program. Coming your way next is the final word.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place
Nobody
to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right, one piece of sound to get who in the final word today, and that is Maz, who came in kind of hot today and then got on all over high on Bloom.
Maz Murray, how are you guys doing?
Lousy, you?
Great.
Great. Thank you so much. You all right, Maz? What's the matter?
No, I'm fine. Go.
Okay. I would love to see Brian Hoyer be the starting quarterback.
Of course you would.
Yep. That would. So anyway, Maz, what's your
opinion? Okay, look, I'm just going to make this about the Red Sox and make it about the Red Sox quickly. Because I know, frankly, nobody's watching the games, and you shouldn't because the product blows. The overall product blows, and the team blows worse. Alex Speer of the Boston Globe asked him an excellent question. He said to Bloom, everything you're doing here preaches long term. You want to rebuild the farm system. You want to make sustained runs at a championship. Fine. Do you think you can do that and still compete in 2021? Here is what Bloom said.
I don't think it's wise for us to try to put timetables on those things.
And you know why you don't put timetables on those things? Because you fear that you're going to suck again. Okay, you fear that you're going to suck again. I make a lot of excuses for this guy. He got put in a really hard spot. No more. No more excuses. It's now about the easiest trading deadline a GM could ever have. Your team blows. You suck. And you should have some easy deals to make in which maybe you can find a diamond in the rough in another organization. Dealing Jackie Bradley should be a layup. The High and Bloom era starts now. I don't want to hear anything about timelines, timetables, excuses. This is the Red Sox we're talking about. It's a $200 million payroll. I'll give you a get out of jail free card on 2020. I'll give you that one. No more. No more. There's no excuse for this team sucking as badly as they have ever, let alone going forward. You've got a year now to figure it out. You've got a draft under your belt, and you've got a trading deadline now where you can unload some dead weight. Your time on the clock starts now. I'm done.
Full suck and blow.
See, I thought it was going to be us dumping on Gasper for the French point guard.
Maz, I think I'd like the fourth Australian stretch four.
Yeah.
I think he's better than the third German shooting guard.
Oh, yeah, no, Gasper. Yeah, well, that other guy's actually the better French point guard.
Everybody enjoy your weekend. Celtics coverage coming your way next. Felger, Maz out for the weekend. Talk to you Monday at 2, Maz.
Bye.
See you.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.